The Daf Samach Gimel Amed Beis, the bottom Shura Etana Rabbonon, Uvenucha Yoyma, Shuva Hashem, Riva Beis, Alfei Yisrael. Melamei Che'ein Hashchina Shoyre Alpochais, Mishnei Alofei, Mishnei Alofim, Mishnei Rabobois, Mi Yisrael. Shchos Hashchina is when we have this Schum. The Marsha says, just like the Machne Shchina Lamaila Zrecha Velakim Ribeisayim Alfei Shinon, that's also Chof Beis Elef. So here it's also in the Shchina Shalpachas Mishnei Alof Mishnei Rabobis Mishra. L'Rei Shai Yisro Shnei Alof Mishnei Rabobis Chos Arachot. It was missing one yeet. B'zeh Loi Osak Pepi V'Rivye. Lainim says that Goyrim Lashchina Shatistalek me Yisrael. Abachonon Eima Mishim Rabbi Eleza Chayiv Mise. Shinema Ubonim Loihoyulahem. Hoyulahem Bonim Loi Meso. Acherim Eima Gem Lashchina Shatistalek me Yisrael. Shinema Lias Lacholakim Lazarocho Achecho. Bizman Shazarocho Achecho Shchina Shoyre. In Zarocho Achecho. Al mi shoyre al haitzim val abonim. Let's go further. Zog te mishne. No se isho bisho ima eser shonim, velo yolda. And after 10 years they were married, they didn't have any children. Einai rashoi levatel. So he's not permitted to be mevatel for mitzvah piye berivye. So what does Rashi say? Einai rashoi levatel. Elo oye garsheno. Either he'll give her a get and marry someone else, or Yisa Acheres Imo. He should marry someone else, marry a second wife, but he has to be Isaac now in Piri Beribia. Girsha, what is if he gave her a get? Muteres Linose La'acher. So she's permitted to marry someone else. What's the Chiddush? Blem Rinin Akorehi. We don't say that she's an Akoreh. Tishema horishain loizocha libonais mimeno. We'll see later that it could be that he's the sibe, and he wasn't zoiche libonais mimeno. There's such a cheshbon libonais mimeno. He wasn't zoiche, but that does not in any way make a reyes on her. Perashoya sheini lishis imo yud shonim. And the second one is also permitted to live with her 10 years before he has to be mishtadl. And we don't say after 5 years you're ready, so let's be a royas and leila, but we see by the first one 10, and here 5 years, I mean, so you don't have to be naive, no. You start counting the 10 years from when she was mad. Tana Rabbono. No se isha visho ima eser shonim, Bula Yolda. Yaitzi viyiteng sube. So you should go and give her a get. Viyiteng sube. Shema leizocha leibonis mimeno. Now shema leizocha leibonis mimeno means that we are not toilem that the sibe is her. She's not ready to have children. Because if she would be the sibe, so then she doesn't deserve a ksube. No, Shema loy zoche libonis mena. Maybe he wasn't zoche libonis mena. We'll see later in the Gemara why we are toile the sibe in him, not in her. And if it's a sofik, it's a misofik also, she doesn't deserve a ksuba, meitz mechavei lo baraya. But it seems we're toile in him. Now, l'chayrem, this barais is l'chayrem not like Rashi in the Mishnah. Here it says, Yaitzi v'yiteng sube. He's mechuyif to give her a get. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, Ela oye garsheno, o yisa acheres imo. He doesn't have to give her a get, o yisa acheres imo. The Asher Shakiv wants to say that it could be that if he'll find the Isha right away, So then he can marry a second one. But if he doesn't find the isha that's mezumen to marry, so then we force him to give a get, or then he gives a get, because kolzman, he's mugged to the first wife, it's very difficult to find the second wife. So memela, so the barais is speaking about, nosi shemin alay yolda yaitzi v'ting suba, speaking about that there's no isha at the present times that's mizumenis to marry him, so we don't say, no, you can keep married, and I'll be looking. You don't do that. You first give a get, and then you start looking. But if he finds an isha that's masking to marry him, then he's not mechuyif to give a get. Even though there's no raya, this inyan of 10 years, zeicha ledova. Mikeitz eser shonim l'sheves Avram be'eretz Knan. After 10 years, Avram Avinu was in Eretz Knan. He didn't have children. So he went and took Hagar. So we see that there's an inyan of 10 years. Why it's not a raya, we'll see later. L'lamdoch, now the Gemara is making another dig. It says, Miketz eser shonim l'sheves Avram be'eretz Knan. After 10 years he wasn't Knan, then he was Mishtadl. L'lamdoch, shen yeshivas chutz l'oretz oylo loy min aminyin. But the years he wasn't chutz l'oretz, that's not oylo loy min aminyin. You don't start counting from chutz loritz, that's not oilam in a minyan. Lefikach cholohu, oishachol sahi, oishneim chavushim beveis asurim, in oilam loim in a minyan. Very unclear halacha, we'll see soon the Rosh. Let us see Rashi first. Miketz asar shonim, bo al hoga. After 10 years, he was bo al hoga. Bahai de loy nosib lo bahanoch shnei kamoi ad shaloi bo leretz Knan. Why didn't he marry her before? Shohoyu shonim merubois bepadan aram. Lamdor shahin yeshivas chutz loretz oilo loy. Dilma mishun avoin chutz loretz heim akurim. It could be the akurim because of the ovein of chutz loretz. So memela, she's not mechuyev to be mishtadel. There could be that both of them can have children. No, the ovein is goyim. The fikach, hoyl v'koch hazinom, shen yeshivas chutz loretz min aminyim. Telinin b'chol dovo hamoina min aroy, v'toyle, if there's other sibis, that is my name in Aroim. They would tell her, Avon Chutz Loretz. Cholahu, Eichol Sahi. So also it's not Oila min Aminyim. Now, let us see the Zamir de Kerosh here. Let us see the Rosh, Aishyut Beis. It's Taf Kuflamet Aleph, the Dafi Harosh. V'yesh reitzim loyma. Others want to say, V'hai dine, disho imo eser shonim. Eini noig b'chutz loretz. The whole din, the whole Mishnah is not noig in chutz loretz, because chutz loretz could be the talinim bo'einish diras chutz loretz. Kedashkin gabi avro. Shishivas chutz loretz le'ol olayim in aminyin. V'loim mistave klal lahiriskei. So the Rosh says it's sicher not mistave to paskin like that. Sheyevatel odom ipiri v'rivye besvore ruezu. That means, the Mishnah says that Misha shoy Misha yutshonim. So the Mishnah says, lo yevatel mipir yevarivya. That means he has to do something. This can't continue. Status quo. He has to do something to make sure that he should be able to have children. And you're telling me, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Einer shoy levatel, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. He's mechuyev to make new ishtadlus. So b'chutz loretz, he doesn't have to do it. He says, Dochazin and Rube de Inchi Sheporin Varovin Bachutzlorets. A lot of people have children. Roy people have children in Chutzlorets. Ula echod mini olev shloizochali bonis mi ishachas. And one out of 1,000 that he and the sea should only have children. Nitla loy boinish diras Chutzlorets la poitre mi piye varivye fraktarosh akashap. So everyone's having children. No one's moving to Eretz Yisrael. And all of them have this oven, and nothing's happening. Everyone's having children, and he's not having children. You come to him, Rabbi Yid, you have to be mishtadl ka mitzvah pravua. No, you don't see anything. It's garnish. It's oven chutz loretz. He says it doesn't make sense. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. The kam gam kol eilo ameiroim the bebovel. The Gemara says later on Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to say that the other Maroim started saying this shiur of 10 years applied only in the olden times, in times of Avraham Avinu, that people had Ariches Yomim, so they were able to wait 10 years. If it doesn't go, they'll marry someone else after 10 years. But the Maroim said, but Bismaneinu, we have to 2.5 years, 3 years. If there's no children, you have to go and marry someone else. That's a Gemara. So gam kolelo amiroim de bebovel de shoklo v'tori by dina. So you say kulan levneir it's yishol shoklo v'tori b'leilem. It's not negaya them. I mean, what's negaya you and bubble? The whole mission isn't negaya. You're telling me because it's chutz loretz. So it's only negaya in Eretz Yisrael if someone doesn't have children. In bubble, it's not negaya. The rabbi bar zavde da omay zakoy havelim mekamaisa. There, Rabbi Barzavda did not want to marry another ish. He says, if I could have chosen, I have for my first wife. So what do you mean your first wife? Mi bovel have it. He was in bovel, the Yakim Pilke de Rav Hune. So what Bechlal was a tiny thing, they should marry someone else in bovel. You don't marry someone else. Umashaloy also, so Mamela, so that's, there's no such thing. Umash loy also l'Avraham yeshiva chutz loretz. He said that when yeshiva chutz loretz did not help for Avraham. He said there's something else. L'vishetziva loy hamokim lech lecha me'artzocha la'oretz asher arecho. Then this atzel. B'loy holach. He didn't go. It was a tzivui to go and he didn't go. Even when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he came back. He proves it to Rosh. Shrei bebris ben Absorim, oy Avrom ben Shivim Shonim. By the bris ben Absorim, he was 70 years old. Kigolus Mitzrayim shnama bay kigay Yizach ha-yizchilu mishanelid Yitzchak. Golus Mitzrayim started when Yitzchak was born. Uma shenem avyim ikeitz arba meis ushloishim shonim. So what's after 430 years? What are these 30 years? There were 30 years from the Brisbane Absorim to Leidus Yitzchak. Nimtza Shoy Avrom Bebein Absorim Beishi Vimshal. He was 70 years old then. Uba'oysa Shona, Ba'oysa Shoy, Beretz Yisrael Hoya. Beshas the Brisbane Absorim. He wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Kinem aloi ilzarcha nesati yisoretz hazois. Uchsiv, so he wasn't Eretz Yisrael then. Uchsiv, Avram ben Shivim shone, v'chom mishoni b'tzei simichor. So what happened? Elavarde mishibo loretz, chozo lechorom. Barze nenash. That's why he was nenash. Avram was taken over in take. Amir de kezach. It was a tzivu lech lecho, and it was nesatzo, and he came back. So there was nenash. But stamazay, a person who's living in chutz loretz, that is no din of avoyin chutz loretz. Umizeh ono lemeidim. Now there's a moira de kerosh. Now the Gemara learns out from Avraham Avinu, since the zman of that he is in chutz loretz is not eilam in a minyan. Mizem lamedim sha yehu chayla, hi chayla. There's also that elam in the minyan. So now the Rosh says, what is he speaking about over here? Umiyu mishamshim mitisayim. They're sick.
But the Meshamesh Mitisem, Ulu'uya Lis Abel. And she can become the Sabbath. The Chayli has nothing to do but with Ibo. Elo She'enam Briyim Kishar B'nai Odom. They're not well. V'chein Chavushim Beveis Asurim. That's what it says, Chavushim Beveis Asurim. Peshimshu Beveis Asurim. Onu toilim ha'ovoin shegoram lahem liyeis choylem oi chavushim beveis asurim monam gam milahoylet. Kamoi ba'avrom shemonai ha'ovoin milahoylet. Pillei ploy. That what the Gemara says, the lefichoch, that we learn from Avrom Avinu, so that means if we have a hoychoche, that this person is being nena shala oven, why is he sick the whole time? Why are they both sick? So, the akoch, it's an einish. It's an einish why they're both sick. Now, why did the einish come? And yisurim b'leichet, there's a chet, there's an oven. Why is he in prison? There's an oven why he's in prison. So, memeles, I see that mina shemaim, they're being manishim. So I'm telling that this second oinish is also for that oven. The intim saloimer shachayli mona milashamish ay milahoyled tzrichel ameimish layalam in amin yesk samayra de kekashe. That means if you learn kipshutai that it's speaking about they were unable to be mishamish because of the chil, because of the beis asurim, so Mamela is Fashtaitzach. So there wasn't 10 years of being together. So Al Kochach, it means they were together normally all these 10 years. But Afal Pikain with toile in an oven. If we see that Mina Shemaim the manish on the oven. So Muradikazach. That means if Tzabaishpo we knew for 10 years they were speaking Lashon Hara, but no one was sick. No one was in prison. They didn't have children for 10 years. Then you don't say, no way they didn't have children. They don't have children because, they spoke Lashon Hara for 10 years. No, that I don't say. I don't see they were manish min ha-shamayim. But when they see that they're manish min ha-shamayim, and so then I'm toile, this einish is also min ha-shamayim. This is either because of that oven. We see that you have an oven was that they're being punished min ha-shamayim. So then I'm toile that the that what they're incapable to b'kayim pi v'rivi, this is also an einish min ha-shamayim that doesn't go into the cheshbon. Yeah. Amalei rove l'Rav Nachman. V'leilav meYitzchok. He says, you're learning out from Avraham Avinu that after he was 10 years in Eretz Yisrael and he didn't have any children, so then he married Hagar. So let's learn out from Yitzchok. Dersiv veYitzchok ben Aboim shana bekachte yesrifke. Dersiv veYitzchok ben Shishim shana beledes haisam. We see from Yitzchok not like that. He was married 10 years, and what did he do? Nothing. He was married another 10 years, then he had a child. But al kaponim, we see that learn out from Yitzchak that a person is not mechuyev to be mishtadl after 10 years if there's no children to get another wife, to get this wife. That's learn out from Yitzchak. Amalai Yitzchak okahoy. Yitzchak, akasha, why Yitzchak didn't do anything. Yitzchak was an oko. So what's he doing? Why should he get Rivka? If he himself is an oko, he can't have children. So Mamela, so there's no reason why he should give her a get. The whole Mishnah is speaking about a person who physically is capable of having children, and then 10 years passed by, didn't have children. He has to give a get. Shema leizocha libonis mimeno. Abba Yitzchak was an oko. So the Gemara says, Iyochi Avram nami oko hoy. Avram was also an oko. So the Gemara says, "Ahumi boiler rabchiya barabe, damar rabchiya barabe, amar rabbi yechinim, lama nimnu shneisav shal yishmoel, k'del yachiz ben shneisav shal yakev." Let us see Rashi, what the Gemara said over here.
בלילב מיצחוק, ששו 20 שונה, ולוי נוסח אלס, he didn't marry anyone else, he was, he waited. אוקו היה, וידעי שמח מסעצמו, ולכמה נפקו לנדו אוקו היה, סביזה נוקו, so there's no reason for him to give her a get, and there's no reason for him to marry someone else. So the Moses says, Avram, nami yoko hoi, can I'm reading the common, veiche yalfas minay sakin lona from Avram avinu. So Moses says, ohumi boi le, kloima, yitzok hoi, oko hoi. He was a knocker. Mishim hochi, leinosi vachita. Ukra di yitzok ben shishim shona. So now we have to understand one thing. He says that we have to understand the Torah Akdoshe is not a newspaper. So if the Torah is going to tell us that he got married when he was 40 and he had a child when he was 60, it's not coming to tell us when he got the child, some of them we should have this yediyah. It's telling us halachas. So the Gemara and the Havamin had learned that it's telling us that a person is permitted to wait 20 years. You're not mechuyev to be mishtadel to have children if after the first 10 years you don't have children. But the Gemara says, no, that you can't learn out from Yitzhak because Yitzhak was an uncle. So now, Kan Shaila Ben, so why was it necessary for the Torah to write how old he was when Yaakov was born? So that the Gemara says, called Yitzhak Ben Shishim Shana lo yisei rohu, the time alohochi kosvi rachmona le migma minei shehiya sesrim shana, that the Torah wrote it to teach us that one is permitted to wait 20 years. Tahimi boile, that you need for something else. To be miyachas, shnoisav, shal yakiv. A different reason. Afel miketz, eser shonim davrom, afel gav da oker habim. Yafina mine. But there, from Avrom, we do learn that there's an inyan of 10 years. That means, so we have here Akash. It seems from Rashi, the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that he made the Inyal Avram as a knocker. That's right. But so I made by him the whole Inyal of 10 years also. So why did it say that after 10 years he married Hagar? So why do you have to know all this? So, imeine inye lavrom, inye lesharinche. That's how it seemed from Rashi. The lav le droshe, le mahilches le kashminiko. What is the pasuk telling us? Now, lechaira, I don't understand, what's pshat, Avrom, after 10 years, married Hagar. So, what's taka pshat? He was an uncle. So why is he marrying Hagar? Good, a drosha I know has to, I somehow need a drosha to tell me, that each person after 10 years he has to do ishtadlus. But Avram Avinu, al-pipshat, he married Hagar. Why did he marry Hagar? Was he still a knocker or wasn't he a knocker? If he was a knocker by 10 years, so why did he marry Hagar? I mean, he married Hagar that we should know that after 10 years you have to do something. I mean, that's not Mestava. The Pasuk was written for this purpose. But why did he marry Hagar? And for some reason he became Ois Oko, so it's also Modne. So he became Ois Oko, so now let him start counting 10 years with Sarah. But I don't understand Klo. Rashi seems to tell us the Pasuk was written Lidroish Mimeno. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. About Al-Kaponim, about the Etzem and Hoge of Avraham Avinu is unclear. Because the Gemara says later that what was the purpose of telling us that Yaakov was born 20 years after Yitzhak's Chasene, L'yachas ben Leida Shnoisov Shal Yaakov, to figure out how old Yaakov was, ben kama shonim hoyek sholoch lebei sever, sh'omad al haber, ubishili, perikal of the Megillah, meforish lo, v'haikro de Yitzhak ben shishim shonim, ma'isi lehosom. The Gemara brings down this pasuk, the afini minei, the godol tamatera, mekibedo ve'ein, sh'koleisim shonim shal Yaakov bei sever, leinene shaleim, Al-Koponim, so So there is a reason why the Torah told us that that Yaakov was born 20 years later. It's a different chashm. We should know how old Yaakov was. B'shas the brachas that he went to Yeshiva Sefer. Look the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu Oker Hoye. Yitzchak was an Oker. Shenema Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi. Al Ishtoi Loi Nema. Doesn't say he was mispalo for his wife. Hello, Lenoichach. Opposite his wife, he was mispalo. He's just telling us he was mispalo opposite his wife. Melamed sheshneim akurim hayu. So what is it telling? That means, so the Rif explains, we'll see in Rashi also. Rashi says he was mispalo for himself. And she was mispalo for herself. And that's what Lenoichach Ishtoi means. He was doing what she was doing. He was doing mechuvin to her. She was. The pasuk says Agavuch. I found in the Rif to her. Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem Lenoichach Ishtoi ki yakorahi, because she was an akom. We'll see in Rashi. He wasn't mispalo for her. He was mispalo for himself. So Lenoichach Ishtoi, he was doing what she was doing. What was she doing? Ki yakorahi. She was an akom. So she was mispalul for herself that she said, I have children. He was doing the exact same thing what she was doing. That's ledeichach ishtoi. That means what she was doing, he was doing the same thing. She was mispalul for herself and he was mispalul for himself. So bishloim, if you learn shat, that he was vayetach yitzchak l'shem al ishtoi, he was mispalul for her. So fine, he was mispalul for her. And Memela, and the Yosalei Hashem, the Rabbi shall listen to his tefillas. But if you learn pshat that he was mispalo for himself, and she was mispalo for herself, so what's Ve'yosalei, Ve'yosalemi boyle? So my answer is Lavishen, the Daim et tefillas Tzadik ben Tzadik, Lepidi, Letfillas Tzadik ben Roshan. Tefillas Tzadik ben Tzadik is, it's different, it's Ve'yosalei. The Marsha brings a raya that we don't find this Indian of Tzadik ben Tzadik. He says, but could be Lagabi Akoris, there is such an Indian. Gabi Akoris, there is such an Indian. Tzulas Tzadik ben Tzadik. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, what's the Indian by Akoris? Because there's a klal bnei bonim areim kebonim. So the tefillah that Yitzchak was mispalled that he should have a child was not only negeya him. This is a child for Avraham Avinu also, bnei bonim areim kebonim. So therefore, the schus of Avraham was also mishtatif in this tefillah. That's by Akoris. So memela, so it says keilo, there were two that was negay this film. This is Ben Avraham also, because Nebonim Areim Kebonim. Masha ain't came Rivke. Rivke was a Tzadik Ben Rasha. Is Memele, that's why he was Nene. The Riv is Moira, so it's about the mice over here. She was Mespalo for herself. He was Mespalo for himself. Vayosa loy Hashem. So what happened with her? So how did she become Oysa Kore? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Vayosa lahemi boyle. Bishlami amrit filis yitzok al ishtay hoysa. If he's mispalo for her, hainadirsi vayosa loy. The Rabbi Shalom listened to his filik, and my shayim mispalo laleo. Batarif ke ishtay. Ela yamret al atzmoi hoyam mispalo. He was mispalo for himself. Ulenoichech ishtoi mashmish eshneim hoyutzoikim zel muzem. But both each one was mispalo for themselves. Vayosalemi boile. Fishene doimet filosi shoye tzadik ben tzadik et filoso shoye tzadikis bas roshe. Lefikach tola boya kosov. So it seems that the shart hatvile was niftach through him. Then afterwards, her tvile was niskabel, but her tvile was niskabel after his tvile was niskabel. So memele, so that's why it says, v'yosa lo yashem. Oma Rabbi Yitzhak, Mibnei Ma Hoyu Aviseinu Akurim. Why were the Avis Akurim? Mibnei Shakadish Bochum Misave Letfiloson Shal Tzadikim. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom wants the Tfilos of Tzadikim. What is Pshat? The Dubna Magid says, Amore de Kipshat. The Dubna Magid says that, the Rabbeinu Shalom knew that there will be doires that they won't be roi to be poil Yeshuas. But there's, when a Yeshua was nifal by the Friedrich doires, it's a Yeshua nitzri already. The Yeshua of the Rabbeinu Shalom is poil lonetzach. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that they should be mispalel on the chorus. So that brought into the Bria already a Yeshua for a chorus. So memele, so for the later doires, the tefillas of the others will help for the later doires. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu misave litfiloson shel tzadik. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Lomo Nimshelo Tfilosen Shal Tzadikim Ke'oto, like a shovel, a pitchfork, Ma'otor Zeh Mehapach HaTfuah Mimokim Lomokim, and it seems that this accomplishes, the Marsho says that the Moitz, the Psoilus, becomes Nifrad from the Eichel, Kach Tfilosen Shal Tzadikim Mehapaches Midoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimidas Ragzonos, Lemidas Rachmonos. From Mafred de Midas Hadin, that's why it's called an Otto. Omer Rabbi Ami, Avrom Vesore Tumtemim Hoyu. Not only were they Akurim, but they were Tumtemim. Shenema Rabitu El Tzur Chutzavtem, Bomakeves Boyer Nukartem. וכסיב הביטו על אברום אביכם ואוסורו תחיללכם. That they were tumtemim. חוצפתם נסלוי זכרוס. נוקרתם נסלו נקפס כמני קרתי ושוסיסי מים. So they were tumtemim. Both of them were tumtemim. And weiter, Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravue Sari Meinu Eilanis Oysa. Not only was she a Tumtum, she was an Eilanis also. Shenema Bati Sari Akoro Ein Lo Vlod. Afilu Beis Vlad Ein Lo. She didn't even have a Rechem also. That's an Eilanis. That's not a Tumtum. That's an Eilanis already. The Ben Yoyodo wants to say, why was this all missing? Kore, Tumtum, Eilanis. She was an Eilanis. So he says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that Chana was mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. You did not create, he dibra alibo, if he medaberes alibo. So she tainted to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, dadim shenosata lilama. Why did you give me shodayim? If I won't have any children, why did you give me shodayim? So she was above the tainted with the Rabbeinu Shloilom. He gave me shodayim, I can't have children. I was a tainted. Sorry, Maina didn't have this tainted. She, an islandess doesn't have shodayim. So the lady of Sorry Maina was pure chesed. That means she doesn't have any tainted. You were born that way. Chana had a taina at least. Sar didn't have a taina. He says, that's why Yitzchok, that's the midah of Gvure, the midah of Din, so the whole Din came about to Gvaldike Chasodim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted that the Din should be noiled from Chasodim. That is why she was an Ionis also. Oma Rabbi Yehuda Berei, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Darav Loishonu Ella B'Doiris HaRishonim. This halacha that you have to wait 10 years, that's Tavka the Doiris HaRishonim Sheshnei Sayem Berubeis. That They lived long, so they could afford to wait 10 years. They don't have children. They marry someone else. Avo bedoires achreinish sheshneisayim buatais. But the doires achreinish sheshneisayim buatais. So then you don't have to wait so long. I mean, just to wait 10 years. Achman and it's long. Steishanim umachze. 2.5 years. 30 months. 30 months is 27 months for 3 iburim. A month before each ibur, ein isha misaberes ala somach levesto. So lemaiste. So you have already a chazake. That means there was a time that passed that theoretically it was possible there should be 3 iburim. She didn't become misaber once. So mameila, then we know that she can't have children, and then he's mechuyev to marry someone else. Rava Omar Rav Nachman Shalosh Shanim, not 30 months, 3 years. Keneged Shalosh Pekidos, that 3 Rosh Hashanahs have to pass by. To Omar Ma Rosh Hashanah Nifkedu Sare Rochel Vachanim. So Memele Rosh Hashanah was seen Rashi as man of Pekidos Hakoros. 3 years, 3 Rosh Hashanahs passed by, nothing happened. Don't give a get. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, Lesnu Lahani Klolim. These Klolim are not Iskalpne. 2.5 years, 3 years. Michdei Masnissen Man Tokin. Who wrote our Mishnah? Rabbi wrote the Mishnah. There's 10 years is Rabbi. Rabbi wrote the Mishnah. Will be made David imut shani dechsiv yemeishni seine bem shivim shana. Rabbi was his. Rabbi wrote that this Mishnah was not written by Avraham Avinu. It was written by Rabbeinu Hakodesh. By Rabbeinu Hakodesh, already there wasn't such a richas yomim. Period. Let us see Rashi. Ein lev lod klo yisero dechsiv akori. Leishanu d'shoye esel shonim betavke b'deiris harishayim shloisha iburim chav zayim chadoshim limei havlad b'choydish l'chol ibo v'ibo limei tume v'tare de'isha misabere somoch levesta sholish pekidoi shakadish boruchu poiked ha'akoris reshashoned rabbein shal mespoiked ha'akoris Lishmoyat filoson bereshashone v'goyzer alein heroim. This is as man pekide, and three reshashones pass by. Lahani klo de koma kol deire shalachshav sheshtani v'machshav sheyoson. So that it's wrong because the Rebbe wrote our Mishnah after David HaMelech said Yemeishni seini b'em shivim shone. So the Gemara asks, V'hai, shemo loizoche libone simena. Says the Baraisa, he gives her a ksube, shemo loizoche libone simena. Could be it's from him, that he wasn't zoche libone simena. So it's not her fault, so that's why he gives her a ksube. That means if we would assume that it's her fault, so then she doesn't deserve a ksube. The get is because she's not zoi leishus. But she's not Roy Labonim. But we assume it's his fault. Frek de Gemore v'dilme ihi de loizachye. Maybe it's not her fault. Maybe she's not zoiche to have children. And what's the kasha? The kasha is, hameitz mechaveri, all of araya. That means we're talking about money. No money, we have to be mevara. Who says it's my fault? Maybe it's your fault. And me suffik, I won't give you a ksuba. You be mevara that it's my fault. So the Gemara answers, "Ihi kiven de loy mifke de apirya veribye loy ma'ansha." Since she's not mitzuvim apirya veribye loy ma'ansha. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'dil me'i de loy zachye v'loy titol ksube." So let her not take a ksube. So the Gemara answers, "Kiven de loy mifke de." Apirya v'ribye, lay ichpes lo, so it doesn't bother her. Lay onish lo kutsha berichu al abeinei ser. Amir de kerashi, that means that if you say it's an oinish, so this is not an oinish by her, by him it's an oinish. She's mitzuvim piri v'ribye. some male, so by not being able to have children, it's alainish. They took away the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's alainish. He has to find another wife. But if it would be, if the Rebbein Shalom wants to be manish her, so he wouldn't be mevatel from a mitzvah spear beribia because she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah. So this is shreklich. I mean, the only thing is only the mitzvah. Als the mitzvah, we can say that it's not a punishment. She's not mitzvah in the mitzvah. It's mitzvah, but the Anu Hagos Yaivitz, the Yaivitz asked, it says, she's, Rachel said, Imain Meisa Anoichi. Meisa Anoichi wasn't, she also wasn't Mitzuvim Peri. I mean, Isha without children, Meisa Anoichi. He says a very interesting teretz, the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz says, Beis Dini Loim Is Daini. The isba din moment, the tapik belike suba, vein mise, betashlumim ke echod, mishimhochi shapa talinon beit fe. That means as follows. That means you want to say that I'm being punished. Not the mitzvah. No. The mitzvah. But the siddur, it's a punishment. Meisa noichi. You're not right to have children. So my mailer, so that's an einish to you. Not the mitzvah. And also another einish, that you won't deserve a ksuber. I'll be toile that it's you. So he's saying that the Torah is giving me an einish misa umamen. The Torah doesn't give to onshin misa and mamen. I'm merdek zustel. That means I'm not royal ksuber and I'm chai misa also. The Torah doesn't do such a thing. So memela, mesa anoichi. Without children, she's a mesa. So memela, it's misa umamen. The Torah doesn't give to onshim. So al kochoch, the sibe has to be you, not me. We're not toile in her. That's how the Yaivitz wants to say pshat in this Gemara. Look the Gemara weiter. So memela, we're toile in him. Dilme iyu deloizochi. So it says in the Baraisa, that the Shema loizocha lehibonois mimeno. So we tailored in him. She can have children. He can have children. But he wasn't zeicha to have children for her. So that's why he has to go marry a different wife. We tailored the kilkel in him. So the Gemara says, v'omru le'rabonu le'rababe bazavde nosi vitsa v'oilet boni. He didn't have children. And then it seems he had a first wife, but he didn't have children from her. So he told him, marry another wife. Bambalahu izakoi, if I'll be zeicha to have children, havali mekamaisa. I'll have from the first wife. I should get married again. So lechayre, we just said, there's a shema leizachali bonis mimena. That's the whole Mishnah. So the Gemara says, hosam dichi kamatchi lahu, the Rabbonim. That when he told them this teretz, he doesn't want to be matchedim. The Rabbabe Bazav the Yakim Mipilke the Ravune. He was an Oka Mipilke the Ravune from the Shir of Ravune. We'll see Ravune used to give a very long Shir. And they stayed there and they were Mamed as Atzmon. And that made them, they should be, become an Oka. Now the Gemara says, Muim de Kizach. Rab Gidol Yakim Mipilki the Rav Huna, Rab Chelbe Yakim Mipilki the Rav Huna, Rab Sheishes Yakim Mipilki the Rav Huna, Rab Ache Ba Yakim Achadetei Suskinte. Now this is a machle, which is a hascholos akoris. Tluya Ba'arza Devei Rab. Somebody hung himself up. I don't know clue what he did. This was a type of a refue on an eres. The Nafak Minei Kehutza Yarke, and then Hashtana came out green, like, green like a Yarek, or something came out, Kehutza Yarke, and that was the refuah. Omar Rav Ache Bayakev, Shitin Sovi Havina, there were 60 Savi, Zakenim, Vikulu Iyakel mi Pirki Darafune. And all of them became 60 people became an Oker from the Shir of Ravune. Levar Meyano, besides me. Because this Rafu helped him. He didn't become an Oker. The Kaime Benavshoi Hachochme Tachaye Baleo. Now what did he do? He was toiling Chochme. What was his Chochme? So the Marshal says Pshat that he was Messiah Das. That means when he had a Hergish, he had to be, to go on Ketanim, he was Messiah Das from it. And if one is Messiah Das, so then holding oneself back does not bring a chorus. That's why, that's what the Marshal says. They weren't Messiah Das. This was a kunst that he was able to be Messiah Das. That's a Chochmet Achaye Baleo. That's how the Marshal says. The Ben Yehuda says, Amuyim de Kipshat. He says as follows. He says, what's Pshat? He was saying a Shir and they didn't go out. I mean, it's a Psamot Nezach. So he says, you have to understand like this. Ravuna said a Shir with thousands of people by the Shir. I mean, Kleinigkeit. The good Talmidim, they used to come 2 hours early to sit up front to hear the way the Rebbe said. Those who came later, so they couldn't hear from Avuna, they heard from a Meturgimen. No, a Meturgimen, the Rebbe, and the Meturgimen, they wanted to hear from Rav Huna. He says, imagine the middle of the Shir, they're sitting up front, and they have to go out. They can't go out. There's thousands of people sitting there. They'd be, Paisei Alam Kodesh. They couldn't do such a thing. So they were stuck there. He says, Rav Acher Bayaki, he made sure to be the last one to come. So he heard from the Meturgimen. But he stood in such a mokim that he wasn't meshubet to remain there. But he had to go out. He went out. He didn't hear a chelik of the shir. Didn't hear a chelik of the shir. They were stuck there. They couldn't go out. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Eini v'omru lei, so בסוף המדר איקה פלוקת דמירוי, כשנוסה אישה בשו אימא 10 שנים, אם קויפן אויסי להויצי אימלה. אז המחלוקת המירויים, this din, that נוסה אישה בשו אימא 10 שנים, אין הרשוי לבטו. So that's frumerate. Fine. Do we force him to give a get? There is a מחלוקת המירויים. One man Yoma says we force to give a get, and the other says we don't force. Fine. The kosher. So Tais Esa Kasha, the Lamanda Oma in Kaifen, Tikshalay Mehoche, from the Barai. The Lashon of Yaitzi, Mashme Bikfir. Yaitzi means, not Samazo, Yaitzi means we force him to give a get. Now, where did Taisfus pick up that the word yaitzi means we force him? Kedemash mahoso, the Omar Rav, ha oimer einei zon ve einei mefarnis, yaitzi ve yitin ksube. O porech alei Shmuel, so Shmuel asks, ad she koifen oisei lahoitzi yichfu lozen. If you're forcing him, why do you force him to give a get? Force him to give mezainis. You force him to give mezainis, so he's not cooperative, so force him to give mezainis. So the more answers are not them do benochash. I mean, if he's such a person, it's no onion, you'll force him to give mezainis. Force him to give a get. Now, al kaponim, where did the Gemara see that you forced? What's your most kasha atche kaifen, I say? So al kochach the raya is, because Rav said, yaitzi. So we see, yaitzi is gematria kaifen, I say. That's what we see from Shmuel, from Shmuel's kasha. So therefore, if that is the Taich Yaitzi, so here in the Bereis it says Nasa Isha Shami Asa Shani Vla Yolda Yaitzi Vyi Think Subir. So you see you force. So what's the svar of the Madiyama that says that you don't force? Venire. So Taisus wants to answer as follows. The Loi Mashme Yaitzi Bikfir. The word Yaitzi is flexible. It doesn't mean kfir. If he's doing an avla for the isha, so and it says yoytzi, so then yoytzi means we do it forcefully. But he's not doing an avla to her. This is a chiyav derami, a kakafa to the gavre. I mean, he's a mitzvah piyah v'ribya, so he has to go and give a get to be mekayim piyah v'ribya. So if he's not doing an avla to her, so then yaitzi does not mean kfir, le'mashma loshen kfir. Fine. So now Tosfos just told us a yesod, that the word yaitzi has two taichin. If we're speaking to a person who did an avla, he's doing an avla to his wife, then yoitzi means kaifanaisi loitzi. If he did not do any avla, then yoitzi means yoitzi without kfi, period. So now, Tosfos is saying, Pachol hanu da hamadir, this is the benit kamsa Hashem as a guy, Pachol hanu da hamadir, the beginning of hamadir, this nanbu yoitzi v'yiteng subit, it says amadir asishtoi, from he makes different dorim, which make it difficult for her, so it says yoitzi v'yiteng subit. So I just said a yisod that yoitzi, when he's doing an avla, means kfiyah, is bekfiyah tama. Then you said that means kfiyah. We have to be consistent. Kivin shem isnai gimor shaloi kedin. Period. So now Tosfos gave us a guidelines that the word yoitzi is dependent. If he's doing an avla, then you kaifim loitzi. If he's not doing an avla, then Samazai, we ask him to give a get. Venire, now Taisus answers a second thing. The kaifen oisai, whenever he did an avla, b'shaitim. You're not kaifen him, Samazai, with a drosha. You beat him up. But sticks. The ibemili, Samazai, with words, ama b'saif hamadir, the bedvorim la yusa eved. The person who's an eved to the Yetzirah, dvorim won't help anymore. You have to speak a little bit more forcefully to him. So memele, so fine. The time. So now Tosfos asks Akash. The chiporich ba'made lamando ma kaifin benose isha visha ima esa shonim de lisnayu bahada eila shakaif and oisila haitzi. The Gemara is a kashem. The man the oma kaifin. The man the oma that says kaif. Benose isha visha ima esa shonim de lisnayu bahada eila shakaif and oisila haitzi. There's a mission that says eila shakaif and oisila haitzi. So the Gemara asks, so why, if you hold the halacha is kaifin, if the halacha is kaifin by Shoime Eser Shonim, so why doesn't this say in Yana Mishnah? Now, Tosfos just told us a yesod, that wherever a person did an avle, is yaitzi also gematria kaifin. That's what Tosfos told us a yesod. So Memela, so now Tosfos has a kasha. Is tikshalei nami mikol hanu disnan bahamada, but yeah, that there is also din kaifin. I said there's a din kaifin. Yaitzi means kaifin, and why doesn't say that these cases in the Mishnah Amada? Vahi denaro shenispatzo doime yevshi elani bebigdi vibebigdo yaitzi veyiteng sube veidesoif pilken. Also, I say it's clear here, it's an avla of his. והיד סוי פילקן אמר רבם ינסי שאל אישתה יצבי תנקסו באוסי דרנב לי יש לגיב דסקו ואי פגט. So why didn't it say all these cases in the Mishnah? ויש לימד לקטוני הנך דאוס יקפי ידיתו הידי פשי אספל. אז נעת איסה זה נו מהלך. נו הגדורת. That Mishnah that says ואילו קויפן, that Mishnah is speaking about, not when he did an abla, he also koyfed him, but that Mishnah isn't speaking about the kvi of such people. That Mishnah is speaking about the oshe, the lektoni hanech the oshe kvi diduai de pshiyas bal. Elahanu the oshe in memele. That Mishnah ve'elu koyfen is speaking about that he didn't do something wrong with her. No, lemaise, this a din kaifen loitzi. Kegain mukeshchin, ubal polifus. He has a bad breath, and he can't force her to remain married to him. So fine. So that Mishnah is speaking about these cases. A case that we force him to give a get, not because he's doing something bad to her, but she's not mechuyev to remain married to him. So memele, that's the case of the Mishnah. Mukeshchin, Baal Polifis. So there the Gemara says, I have another case. I have a case that, the Shoyim Esoshanim. And then he also should be, why doesn't say in the Mishnah? V'ho diktoni mitzaref umekamitz ubusi. So Taisu says, but in that Mishnah Beilu Koifin, it says if a person works in the mines, or he's a tanner, and also these people have a terrible odor, Afapi Shenasu Acha Shenosu, the Dechelu, he became after they got married, so he's also doing an Avla. Just said before, if he does an Avla, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Hanu Eina Miskabni Lahakni Delatzara Seish, he doesn't have no intentions of doing bad over there. I'm just meant that you saw that if a person wants to do better, that doesn't say in the Mishnah. Here he's making panose. She's suffering from the panose he chose. That belongs in the Mishnah. That's from zich alein, she's suffering, but not he wants to be makneta. Miyukosh. The listener bo machmas taine. If the wife is taine, he's not yere kechetz. He can't have children. The omar besoif pirkin, the koifen oise lahitzi. You force him to give a get. Afa pi shein peisheya. It's not his fault. The ma yochalase shehu oku. So now Taisus was giving guidelines. And Taisus says the Mishnah Beilu Koyfen is speaking about when it's not his fault. Fine. That's almost a kashla that say if you hold you force. Let it say in that Mishnah, it belongs in that Mishnah. So Taisus says there's another case that's not his fault in the Zadin Koyfen. If Bo Machmas Taine, he's not Yerik Kechetz. The Ma Yochalase, Shuoka. V'nira leforish, so now Taisu wants to say a new mahalach. Tektoni seife bein shahoyu ad sheloi nisu bein mishenisu. Say they had these mumim before she married her, bein mishenisu. Bekulam afilu was before Omar Amei Yechayli Shetayma Svura Yisi Lekabel. And I see it can't be Mekabel. Bahocha Lashayach Lemisni Bo Svura Yisi Shani Yocha Lekabel. The Ruba Metarzi Beishnui. So Tais means to say as follows. The Gemara says, and the Mishnah says over there, let's say, about Polifus. He had a bad breath. She knew he had a bad breath in the beginning. She thought she'll be able to be saivalit. She married him knowing that he has this bad breath. She married him. She sees that she can't exist. So then there's a din kaifa lahitzi.
So the Mishnah is speaking about cases that it's possible to say she knew about it all along. Vafal Pikein, she married him, assuming she'll be able to be saved, and she saw she's unable to be saved. So Tosfos says, if you want to put this case in the Mishnah, that who in the Yoreh Kechetz, that means that he can't have children, so how could you say such a case? She thought she could be Mekabel, and now she realizes she can't be Mekabel. That doesn't make sense. That means she thought that she could be Mekabel, but that she won't have any children from him. And now she can't be Mekabel. This is something that doesn't make sense. Something that's Mazika. So she thought she could be Sable. She can't be Sable. But here, in the Mishnah, is only speaking about such cases. Shesvuri, shechayla leimishvur, ani yisi, shechayla lekabel. He says, I do have a tzir. Let's say she had a child from another husband, and she married him. So she thought, I thought it could be Mekabel. So I won't have children for him. I have a child. And then that child died in the middle of the marriage. So now she wants to give her a gift. He says, but he's speaking about cases which normally there's a svura, and then now she can't be Mekabel. Period. Al Koponim, let's just make a sikum for what Tosfos said till now. Tosfos said as follows. The Rav said, if a person said, Ein izon, ein mefarnes, yoytzi v'yitin ksube, and Shmuel asked him, if you kaife him, instead of being kaife him to give a get, be kaife to give mezainis. So we see, yoytzi means kfiyah. So Tosfos wanted to say, so every yaitzi means kviya, versus is also yaitzi. So Tosfos says, no. Tavke, the yaitzi of a person is doing an avla, that yaitzi means kviya. But a yaitzi, if he's not doing an avla, that yaitzi is not necessarily, doesn't mean kviya. V'rach hevi, but Tosfos says, but all those yoitzis in Reish Hamadr, Hamadr as Ishte, there he's doing an avla, there it says yoitzi, there it means kviya. V'rabbeinu Chananel hevi oi b'shilei afal pi, no, v'Yerushalmi mashma de'en koifin. For the Yerushalmi, it would seem, even though a person is doing an avla, you're not koifin. Bahani desnam b'hamadr. Not the way we said before. V'rabbeinu Chananel hevi oi b'shilei afal pi. Bizel shayne birshami the safe among the Zionists. Tanina get hamuuse bi Yisrael kosher. If Yidden forced them to give a get, it's kosher. But if the kichavim posel, if Goyim forced them to give a get, it's posel. Omar Shmuel posel a posel lakuna. It's a posel a get, but a posel is lakuna. That means if he gave it to his wife, and so she becomes a grusha midarabonon, and she's also lakuna. Omar Shmuel. Then Shmuel said, "Ein ma'asim ella lipsulos." The only case we force a person to give a get is if he married a psula. Amon l'kayin gadol, then we'll force him to give a get. Vasnina, so the Gemara asks, "Tamade ishte melahenos." It says, "Yoytzi v'yiten ksube." So that's not Umishani, so Shmuel answered, Shamanu Shemoitzi. What does it say over there? It says Yoitzi. Shamanu Shekoifin bit me? It's Koifin? It's thus. Shmami no, the ain't Koifin. Ela Heiche Diktoni Heiche. Koifin. If it says Koifin, then it's Koifin. But like this, you're never Koifin. Avol Heiche da Omer Abonin Yoitzi, Voloi Pirshu Koifin. Oimrim lo, you know what yoitzi means? Chayvucha rabbonon lo hoitzi. We tell them you're mechuyiv to give a get. Vim loy hoitzi, muta likhoisei avaryona. You can call him an avaryon. Avalach feisei, bishoitim loy. The goras rach, but we have a big problem. That yoitzi all over does not mean bekfiye. So what was Shmuel's kash and Rav at Achit Kefeyu to give a get, force him to give mezainis? We just said that Yoitzi does not mean forcing. The Goras Rabbeinu Chananel bidivrei, the Chof is a guys. The Goras Rabbeinu Chananel bidivrei, I mean, it's not a mefarnis, but it says Yoitzi.
Kaifen oise lahoitzi v'yiteng sube. Zed beferish kaifen. Zas kaifen. So, moesta kashe. Atche, ki kaife to give a get, a force him to give mizaynis.
Vahi da choylitz to choyzgenet for godel amichfaya. There we find, we go to the godel to force him. Aino time of the kaifen. Lefisha moin o mikol in yone ishus. Because there, this Yovam is mamish, is meinah from everything, bein tashmish, bein mezoinis, he doesn't want to give her a get, he doesn't want to give her a chalitza, he doesn't want to make yibum, and mamela, and he makes her, she doesn't have anything. Avu shim tashmish amita lechudayu, mishim mezoinis lechudayu, ein koif. Period. So that's the shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. Mehi, mehu uvda de bein nesiyah bekisri de soif pirkim, the Kama Rabbi Yechanan Yaitzi v'yitin subit, the mash mosam de koifin lay, you force, ein raya de koifin kol hecha de Kama Yaitzi, dosam lav memru, elak shabo mais lafon of tziva lahem she Yaitzi. There, he said, the mash mosam alam lechvoise, not that because the loshin Yaitzi means kvi, there he said the be koifin. Kol hecha de lay kama vedi koifin, and koifin shloye get mu'usse be Yisrael shloye kedin apostle. So we have a meyredike machlekes, wherever it says Yaitzi, and it's his fault, and that's what we tell him Yaitzi, does it mean bikfiyah or without kfiyah? So Tosis holds it means bikfiyah, and Ben Chanan holds it's without kfiyah. Yaitzi v'yiten ksube, nire de b'chol hani disnan, shekoifen oisei la hoitzi shenoising ksube, wherever it says Yaitzi, and you force him to give a get, so they didn't share noisin ksube, afa pisha megarish bal kolchoi. That means, let him come at the whole time of a ksube shleitei kalabain of loitzia. So he says, listen, I don't want to give her a get, you're forcing me to give a get, I should give a ksube also. So Taisa says, no. Whenever there's a din kvi, you have to give a ksube, afa pisha megarish bal kolchoi. But the pori chosim, the listnei bahadayu, hach the show yud shomim. Let it say over there, din, that's koifin, become a hochid islak sube. O mash manami hosn davatoni badai amonu koin godu, gushim chutzul koin hedit, ilamishim deraisa lektoni. Doesn't say things that mean a teri, we have to force him to give a get. Bahani islak sube, kidama biyesh matoris. So Akaponim Sotaisva says that even though you're forcing him to give a get, in the same vein, you can further a ksube. To pay ksuba. She comes with a tine that he can't have children. The yeshla ksuba. Afa pisha kaif naisa lagarish. Ben gershim kosov betshuve the mukeshchin ain lo ksuba. A mukeshchin, if he's a mukeshchin ain lo ksuba, but digdek, he proved it mit the tani gabi bulsi, shenose ishe, yechayla shetoyma, kesvura yisi lekabel, ba'achshev eini yechayla lekabel. That means if she married a person who profession was a tanner, who has a terrible odor, so she could say, I thought I'd be able to be sable, now I can't be sable. So that's the din. So the din is, you force him to give a get. She can't be sable. So the Ben Gershom says, if you'll tell me, when there's a kfiya to give a get, you force him to give a ksuba also, in kein kol shatarim betinose, betoyme kein, kede lizvek suba laaltas, is mamish a moiradik a way to make money, but quick. That means she'll marry people who have chesroines, and she'll marry them, and after a few weeks she'll say, yechayla, I thought I was able to be sable, I can't be sable, give me a ksuba. So Mamela, so he brought a raya that all over when there's a din kaifin, there's no ksuba. Because if there's a ksuba, she could take advantage from this. Rishloima, the shema oisa ain't look ksuba. That could be. That, in that case. Kivin shi chayla laharim, ablachini yeshlam ksuba, bed yitarim betasefti yaitzi vitin ksuba. Afal pi shein raya ledob. Now the Gemara says from Avram Avinu, there's no raya. Raya gemura eine, de misham ein lilmoid she ezokik legarish ishto. In the Baha'is it says he has to give his wife a get. Afilu miyevshel beloy gerishin. That means if it's impossible without gerishin, he has to give her a get. Adarab, loy lilmoid.
מכאן, אפילו אם תמצא בבלמן איסי שלישת יעצי ויתנגסו ב... אפילו all the time a person marries a second wife, he's מחויב to get a second wife. איך דשא אימא יות שונים, שואל להכניס שרוסה, כמו שמצינו באברום, אולי ירח מן השמיים, ביסקדיים לבונס ממנו, כמו של וסייף, זוך אברום מסורה. So mamela da halacha of yoytzi yizichi can learn out from Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu did not do this yoytzi. He was nicey ishalishtai. The leilef me Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, let's learn out from Yitzchak. That Yitzchak was married 20 years and he didn't give Rivka get. Vim taime Yitzchak nami loisho yoytzi me yudlof imashe perashnu shloi hoyse Rivka labas gimuk shenoso. She was 3 years old when he married her. But he only waited 10 years. V'shleim medroshim chalukim kedebrishes lel. One pshat is she was 14 years when he married her. By the muchapeg ben tzair emayrish deres harishayin emayrim lohilet habay koydim as man as that. They were able to get to have children before godless. So my male there was 20 years by Yitzchak. Yochi Avram nami okerhoyo. So what's the kashi? He was an okor because we say it was a tumtim. But mistoma, when he married Sore, they made an operation already. So memele, so there was no problem of tumtim anymore. Ho chalib the Rabbi Yehuda Porter, midem boro tumtim shenikra ein moiled. Let us see the last Taisvish Shemesh Nesene Bem Shivim Shone. So the Gemara said that this Bimei David was Nismite. I forgot that I called it Tfilas Moishek Siv. This is Tfilas Lemoishek. I mean, he was Moishek, they weren't. They lived longer than 70 years. Mistome David, Omroi, Shemetzinu Shechai Kacha, Vamoi Shemetzinu Shechai Yoisa. The Yavit wants to say, watch out to David Omroi, that this one man, the Omam Psochim, that David wrote the whole Telem. Tfila la Moshe is connected Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Moshe Rabbeinu said this Tfila. So Memela, so that's what Taisus means to say, that Mistome David wrote it because he taka lived Shivim Shonet. So we see that Bimei David was already Niskatno Shnois Chayei Ha'adam.